Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome out for our fantastic show, that's for you and about you. Those of you that work so hard for your money and you're ready for your money, start working harder for you now. You want that freedom, that cash flow, that prosperity today, not tomorrow, not 30 or 40 years from now, but right now. So you can live that life of your dreams today, to have that lifestyle, that freedom, that joy with the loved ones that you have, so you can be able to do what you want when you want. But it's not just about your own prosperity. But as you prosper yourself, you are able to create a ripple effect through the lives of other people too. You're able to be a blessing in the lives of others. And that is the ripple effect I'm trying to create through you guys as well. So I appreciate you guys being a part of this journey. I appreciate you guys being a part of really just this podcast and making this so awesome. Those of you that reach out, I really appreciate it as well. I just had someone reach out to me recently that said, "Hey, Chris, you know, I'm a single mom trying to put my kids through college and I've been working, but I'm paying off credit cards and things like that, but your show's been inspiring me and I love it." And you know what? I love hearing that. That just made my day to hear that kind of story, you know, and I appreciate all of you guys taking that action, because as you do, that is really the real power happens, right? Because the kind of legacy I want from you guys is I want billions of dollars created as a result of the things that you're learning here. So, man, thank you so much for being here, binging, sharing, doing everything you do. Hey, as a reminder, check out our website, moneyripples.com. There's lots of great stuff on there too, but hey, check it out. Hey, quick shout out to today's sponsor, the Garmax Group, a privately held debt fund that specializes in the alternative investment space. Garmax will borrow cash or self-directed IRA capital from private investors on above-market fixed-rate promissory notes, which provide repeatable monthly interest payments to its lenders. In other words, great returns paid out monthly. Garmax is a private and closely held diversified investment company managed by Kurt Kuffner, with investment project experience in real estate, oil and gas, private commercial specialty loans, non-performing paper and collections, and a startup funding division that focuses on late-stage startups. Great company. You can learn more about Garmax or set up a time to talk to Kurt by visiting their site, garmaxgroup.com, and complete the contact us section at the bottom of their site. Again, that's Garmax, not CarMax, the used car company, but Garmax with a G, G-A-R-M-A-X group.com. Check them out. So today I want to talk about a book, really. It's a topic and it's a book, or a talk or a lecture that was given about 100 years ago. And it's actually something that I've been putting in reserves to share with you guys for a long time. Like, I've had this on the list forever. And finally I just said, you know what? You know, I did this over the kind of Christmas New Year break. I said, I'm going to read through this lecture again and pull out some parts and then we'll impart that with you guys, you know? So, this book is actually called Acres of Diamonds. So I have it right here. Acres of Diamonds. The lecture is actually by Russell H. Cromwell, who is the founder of Temple University. And amazing book. Now, I'm only sharing a little story in it that's based on the title of the talk, right? He gives a lot of other in-depth things too, but man, there's such good information here. And I'll share some of this and kind of give you a good overview, but I definitely suggest, you know, go find this book. You know, I can't remember. I think I found this on Amazon, but it's just a tiny little book. As you guys on the video can see here, it's really thin, maybe, what is it, about 50 pages, right? But just amazing, amazing content. And this came out right about the same time as Think and Grow Rich. There was the book, The Richest Man in Babylon. I mean, all these books came out around the same time. You know, The Science of Getting Rich, you know, by Wallace Wattles. I mean, cool classic books about money and wealth. By the way, all those books I highly recommend as books to read, especially if you're really trying to understand deeper the principles behind this. So, but I want to share here from the story of Acres of Diamonds, or what the story is. I've heard people recite it before, but it's always condensed or modified. But I want to really share this from his mouth personally, from his own lecture that he's given many, many times. And so this story actually came when he was, you know, traveling out in the Middle East. You know, he was traveling there, and of course the guide was, you know, they're riding camels and stuff, and the guide's giving all these stories. He was ignoring them. But finally, the guy got realized that he was zoning out. He was tuning him out, and he wasn't paying attention. So he gave him a story. He says, here's one for you. And this is one he actually paid attention to, and he shared many, many times. So here's how the story goes, Acres Diamond. This is actually based on a true story that they were given. This is actually based, I'm not saying it's 100% accurate, but even if it isn't, the story is still valuable. All right, so this is a story about a guy named Ali Hafed, right? So he's out there, out near Baghdad, you know, that kind of area, right? So he said that Ali Hafed, here, I'll pull out my glasses here for you guys. You know, sorry, I'm just kidding. I don't have glasses. Get my monocle. You know, just kidding. I don't have that either. All right, here we go. So he said that Ali Hafed owned a very large farm, and he had orchards, grain fields, and gardens, that he had money at interest and was a wealthy and contented man. He was contented because he was wealthy, and wealthy because he was contented. One day there visited that old Persian farmer, one of these ancient Buddhist priests, one of the wise men of the East. He sat down by the fire and told the old farmer how this world of ours was made. And he goes on telling about how the world was created and everything, and how he made the rocks, and eventually gold, silver, and then the last thing that was created were diamonds. And he said diamonds was a congealed drop of sunlight, right? So that was the last thing there. And now, you know, he told him that, you know, told Ali Hafed, he said, listen, a diamond the size of your thumb could purchase the entire county. And if he had a mine of diamonds, he could place his children upon thrones through the influence of their great wealth. So Ali Hafed heard about diamonds, how much they were worth, and went to bed that night a poor man. He had not lost anything, but he was poor because he was discontented. And discontented because he feared he was poor. Remember, this guy was a wealthy man, and now he's fearing he's poor now in relation. He said, I want a mine of diamonds, and he lay awake all night. Early in the morning, he sought out the priest. And I know by experience that a priest is very cross when awakened early in the morning. And when he shook that old priest out of his dreams, Ali Hafed said to him, will you tell me where I can find diamonds? Diamonds? What do you want with diamonds? Why, I wish to be immensely rich. Well, then go along and find them. That is all you have to do. Go and find them, and then you have them. But I don't know where to go. Well, if you will find a river that runs through white sands between high mountains, in those white sands, you will always find diamonds. I don't believe there is any such river. Oh, yes, there are plenty of them. All you have to do is go and find them, and then you have them. Said Ali Hafed, I will go. So Ali Hafed, he sold his farm. He collected his money, left his family in the charge of a neighbor, and away he went in search of diamonds. He began his search, you know, starting with the mountains of the moon in the area there. Afterward, he came around into Palestine, then wandered into Europe, and at last, when his money was all spent and he was in rags, wretchedness, and poverty, he stood on the shore of that bay at Barcelona in Spain. When a great tidal wave came rolling in between the pillars of Hercules. And the poor, afflicted, suffering, dying man could not resist the awful temptation to cast himself into the incoming tide, and he sank beneath its foaming crest, never to rise in this life again. Now, at this point, you know, like the guy took a break, you know, and started, you know, doing some stuff. But as he continued with the story, he said this. He said, the man who purchased Ali Hafed's farm one day led his camel into the garden to drink. And as that camel put its nose into the shallow water of the garden brook, Ali Hafed's successor noticed a curious flash of light from the white sands of the stream. He pulled out a black stone, having an eye of light reflecting all the hues of the rainbow. He took the pebble into the house and put it on the mantle and forgot all about it. A few days later, the same old priest came in to visit Ali Hafed's successor. And the moment he opened that drawing room door, he saw that flash of light on the mantle. And he rushed up to it and shouted, here is a diamond. Has Ali Hafed returned? Oh no, Ali Hafed has not returned. And that is not a diamond. That is nothing but a stone we found right out here in our own garden. But, said the priest, I tell you, I know a diamond when I see it. I know positively this is a diamond. Then together they rushed out into that old garden and stirred up the white sands with their fingers. And lo, there came up other more beautiful and valuable gems than the first. Thus was discovered the diamond mine of Golconda, the most magnificent diamond mine in all history of mankind, excelling the Kimberley itself. The Koh-i-Noor and the Orloff of the crown jewels of England and Russia, the largest on earth, came from that mine. Now he goes on to tell the moral of the story. He said, had Ali Hafed remained at home and dug in his own cellar or underneath his own wheat fields or in his own garden, instead of wretchedness, starvation, and death by suicide in a strange land, he would have had acres of diamonds. For every acre of that old farm, yes, every shovelful, afterward revealed gems which since have decorated the crowns of monarchs. So, moral of the story, right? You know, hopefully you got the moral of the story or got a pretty good idea, but how many of us are actually out in search for wealth? How many of us are out in search for something more in our life, hoping to get something greater than what we currently have? And we might even go and look for other directions. And I see this a lot. I see this with a lot of my clients or people that I'll end up talking to, especially those that have this belief, this old scarcity belief, not a creator belief, but a consumer belief, right? That somehow you have to get lucky or get in at the ground floor or at just the right time, you know, or have just the right opportunity to show up, which you have to get lucky to do that. Or even worse, you have to exploit somebody, but they often will say you have to get lucky to do this. And then they'll say, well, you know, it's got to be this opportunity out here. And they go chasing all these different little, you know, rabbits, so to speak, right? It's almost like the shiny object syndrome, like the next thing, the next latest greatest investment, the next business deal or whatever it might be. They're chasing it. But the problem is that more often than not, the best opportunities for all of us are right here, right now, available to us currently, that we don't have to go out searching a whole lot for them. Now, I'm not opposed to looking for more opportunities, but I'll tell you from my own personal experience is that opportunities will often find you when you're ready. And I'll tell you, like, you know, people say, like, Chris, how'd you retire when you were 28? Well, you know what? I didn't have a lot of money saved up when I was 28, right? You know, what ended up happening is that from a few good people pointing out a few obvious things in my own life, they said, hey, Chris, there's an opportunity right here. Why don't you take it? I'm like, oh, I could do that, couldn't I? And again, because I was so nearly focused on, you know, trying to make it big, right? Especially as a financial advisor, you know, the conventional one back in the early 2000s. I was so focused on that and trying to save up money. Like that was my paradigm. That was my belief that that was all you had to do. That was really the way to do it is, you know, succeed in your business and then save up as much as you can and then live on the interest, right? But the truth is that that wasn't the case. And when, you know, they turn my focus to say, hey, instead look for ways to create streams of income, whether it's passive income from investments, residual streams of income from my business, whatever it was. And for me at that time, residual streams of income is where I was at. Because I remember he said, he's like, Chris, do you like doing these things? You know, do you like doing mortgages? Do you like doing these financial advisor type stuff? You know, and at the time I said, well, like I like teaching, but I don't like doing paperwork and busy work like that and answering calls at what felt like midnight, you know? And he's like, well, why don't you refer to people that do like that? And so what was interesting is that I shared the opportunity with other people, which you would think that would actually take money out of my pocket. And sure, technically, maybe it did. But what it actually did do is it allowed me opportunity to open up and do more things, you know, to do actually the things I loved and actually leverage people that had great talents in those areas. And as a result, what happened? I ended up doing some amazing, awesome things for people. You know, I was able to connect them with good people that would create great value. And that was that. And that was the thing is that I realized that people were asking questions. And I'll tell you, even more recently, the acres of diamonds happened for me. Like I just, you know, finished out 2019, my most profitable year ever, right? You know, so meaning I took home more money than I ever have before. It wasn't my highest grossing year. It was really close, but it wasn't my highest grossing year. But it was close. And I ended up taking home a lot more, though, than that year when I grossed more money. And this next year, 2020, I guarantee you it's going to be higher than all those years. But the cool thing is that a lot of times when I look for opportunities, I look to see what's right there. And he talks about later in this book, too. He gives a lot of examples. He says one of the coolest things you could do. Now, remember, this was written in the early 1900s, right? And he was an older man by this point. He talked about how he was growing up in the 1860s, if you can imagine that. He's grown up in the 1860s. He said, the best way to learn how to create wealth is to open a general store. And he talks about how in a general store, you know, as a teenager, you know, you're just trying to do your job. You're not really thinking about other people, right? And really, he talks about the very theme that I talk about a lot in the show, which is creating value, solving problems, right? And so he started talking about, he used the example of someone comes to your store and they say, hey, I need to buy a shovel. You'll say, well, I don't have a shovel. Sorry, go look elsewhere. Then, later somebody else comes in and says, hey, I'm looking for a shovel. And he's like, I don't have a shovel. Go look elsewhere. A third person comes in and says, hey, I'm looking for a shovel. And he's like, why do people keep wanting shovels here? No, go. We don't have any shovels here. I don't know why you think we do. Go somewhere else. Now he said, like, as a teenage boy who was focused, he said, I should have picked up on the clue right off the get-go to say, you're looking for a shovel? Here, let me see if I can arrange that for you. Let me see if I can solve that problem for you. See if I can create value for you, right? Or do some sort of value add there. That is exactly how I do my business is, okay, where can I add value? What are people asking for? I mean, do you realize how much in demand? Like, yes, I'm keeping my hours down as much as I can. That's why I'm training other people. But when you start to realize what, especially when I realize what I can do that no one else really does, which is, help people really strategize, like create a game plan to help get to their cash flow number as quickly as possible, to become financially independent as quickly as possible, not gambling in the markets, but actually with a lot more certainty and a lot more speed, right? So more safety and speed. So it's better and safer and faster. And on top of that, connect you with the right people to do that. So I tell people, and they say, Chris, what exactly do you do? Well, on the consultant side, if I'm not doing the infinite banking stuff with the life insurance, on the consulting side, I'm doing that. Like, I am purely a strategist and a connector. I'm the one that's trying to help create this financial plan of sorts. Not financial plan in the traditional sense, but a plan to figure out how to get you there. At least get that launch pad to get you that trajectory to hit you to your goals as quickly and safely as possible. Even on the infinite banking side, like, I just had somebody that said, all right, hey, Chris, I think you even know these people. They're doing these insurance policies. They sent us these numbers. They look good. What do you think, Chris? What would your numbers look like? And I knew these guys. And I was like, yeah, these guys are good. In fact, they know how to design things for the most part, just like I do. But what I found out is that because they weren't willing to, they basically, increased the insurance cost a little bit. And so I was like, wait, they're not being as efficient with this as they could. We could be more efficient doing it this way. And that's why even on the infinite banking, the life insurance side, I always tell people, like, I guarantee at best someone might match my numbers, but they'll never beat them. And if they do, guaranteed, I will find out. I will figure out however they did it so I can duplicate it. Right. And that's kind of what I do. I mean, that's where I found those two main things. That's why those are my two active things that I actually do in my business, where everything else is more passive or residual. But those are the big things is, hey, consult, help people, just a few select people to be able to do that. And then on the other side, helping with the infinite banking, because I hate it when I see people that come with these policy proposals or illustrations from other companies, or maybe they even set up policies like this and it costs them thousands more than it should have every year even, right? If it could even be tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of dollars difference over time. And so those are the things that I do. And that's the thing is, like, I don't have to go searching for opportunities. They're already right here. They're here. There's so much of a demand for that. And I can guarantee in your life, there's already a demand for something more, something that you already have, something that's great within you that you can share. By the way, I'm not limited to these things, but these are just the two areas that right now is exactly what I say, great, I'll do these active things, but that's it. These are the things I focus on, but that could change over time. But for you, like, you've got acres of diamonds right underneath your feet. The opportunity is already there. Listen to what's going on in the world. Pay attention to what people are asking for, what they're complaining about. Do you have an answer or a solution for those complaints? Maybe you don't think anything of it because you do it so naturally. You think, well, everybody does this. I can assure you, if it comes very naturally to you, it doesn't come naturally to everybody else. Find those things. Find those unique gifts that are buried within you. Your acres of diamonds, more often than not, is not out in your backyard. It's held within you. It's within your person. It's within yourself. It's that human capital. Yeah, you might have some financial capital that can be put to use, and that's what I teach people to do, right? But there's also that human capital. Taking those strengths and those talents and even your passions and putting that into use in a way that really serves people. And that's always the most guaranteed way to create wealth. If you want to assure wealth in your life, you want to assure financial freedom forever, the best way to do that is put your focus not on where do I make a good return. That's awesome, right? There's no doubt. And there's a need for that. But really put your focus on how can I create more value for more people? What can I offer that people will value? Because guys, even if the monetary system goes away, people say, what happens if the dollar collapses or we start trading clamshells and rocks? Great. Same principles apply. Create value. Focus on what you can deliver and help people to be able to receive or get that they'll say is of more value than the things they exchange for. And you will always be fed. You will always be clothed. You will always have more than you need. You will have abundance and prosperity in your life. Guys, if you understood nothing else about money, you just focus on this one concept. This is why I've had this on the list for so long, why I wanted to make sure I gave good information about this. But if you really focus on this one principle of creating value, looking for ways to serve and solve problems for other people, and especially when they start asking for things or complaining about things, say, wait, this is an opportunity for me. What can I do? And it may not be you to fulfill that opportunity. You'll hear way more problems than you can solve. And that's fine. You can say, great, next, and you can move on. But I guarantee there are problems that you specifically can solve and help people with. It could be your employer. It could be strangers on the street. It could be whatever it might be. But there are ways to create massive amount of wealth, massive acres of diamonds that are held within you right now. And the worst thing you could do is die. And at the end of your life, say, man, I never let those diamonds come out. I never mined those diamonds. I never took advantage of that. That could have created a massive legacy for my family and for those around me. Because guys, the thing that fires me up, even though I don't have to keep working, I can seriously just kick back, maybe just do this podcast and have some fun. But the reason I don't is because that mission that calls me, that I might live a part-time work life, but I have a full-time overtime mission. And that mission is, how can we really help people create that kind of freedom to experience the joy and the blessings that I've had myself? I can enjoy myself, or I can teach others how to do the same. And guys, I feel like I'm called to be a teacher and a leader to help inspire you guys and help guide you along that path. Not to tell you what to do, but to be a guide to help you lead you to those acres of diamonds. So guys, I hope this was valuable for you. I hope you get a ton out of this. You go and make a wonderful and prosperous week and day, and we'll see you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.